So we're on Pezayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara. Moni Masnisen, Rabbi Shmuel. Mishnah is, Rabbi Shmuel says, a three-way machlokas. Titania, Isha Yekimenu, V'Isha Yefirenu. Omra Konin, what do we learn from this pasuk? The Torah says, Hafora and Hakoma together. Omra konim te'enim v'anovim elu. Shani to'em. She made one big nether. And that included te'enim and anovim. Kim le'te'enim kulokayim. So you can't be mekayim partially. And if you're mekayim partially, it helps with the whole thing. Hofer le'te'enim. Eino mufer at she'ofer af la'anovim. Okay, that's the gears that we have. That if he was mefer for only te'enim, so it doesn't help. Hafara b'miktsas doesn't help, and just the opposite. There's no hafara at all till he's made for both of them. That's a Rabbi Shmuel. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Harehu Omer, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu. Ma yikimenu mimenu, raf yifirenu mimenu. Just like a miktsas hakoma is complete, it envelops the whole thing. So too, a mixus hafara is made for the whole thing. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, what is Rabbi Shmuel going to do with that? Miksiv yofir mimenu. Right? Doesn't say yofir mimenu. By hakama it says yikim menu, which means yikim mimenu. So mimenu means that even a portion of the hakama creates a full hakama. But yifirenu doesn't say yifirimenu. Right, so therefore, what's it called? You don't have that drasha, so each one's separate. Right, the halacha by hakama is that a mixus hakama is considered like a full hakama, and by hafara you don't say that. Rabbi Akiva holds makish hafara lakama, mahakama mimenu afafari menu. Rabbi Akiva says no, there's a hakish, and just like by hakama, a mixus hakama is a complete hakama, so by hafara, nixus hafara is considered like a full hakara. Omra b'chia baraba, omra b'yochanan, zudiv Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. This is the machlokas of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, whether we say by hafara the same din of hakama. Everybody agrees by hakama that if you're making a nixus, the whole thing is mukam. Machlokas is only by hafara, are you makish hafara to hakama, or no, since by hakama it says, yikimenu, which means mimenu, even a portion, but by hafara it doesn't say that, so therefore what's it called, Rabbi Shmuel holds hafara doesn't have the same din as hakama, and Rabbi Akiva holds as a hekish. Avo chachomim omrim makish hakama lahafara, just the opposite. The chachomim hold enochanami, there is a hekish, but it works the other way. Mahafara mashahofer hefer af hakama mashakiyem kiyem. Right, and here the Chachamim, Lechor, according to the Girsa, we have argue on two things, on even both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. One is that the din of Hakama has the same din as Hafara, and that the din of Hafara and Hakama is that whatever you did, you did. Right, that whatever you're made for helps, and whatever not, you do a part, it doesn't affect the entire thing. If you're making part of the nether, then that part is Mukam, and the other part not. If you're made for part of the nether, that part is mufam and not the other. Right? But according to the girsa we have in Rabbi Shmuel, just what's it called, even by hafara, a mikdash hafara doesn't help, and not only doesn't it help, but it won't be made for until you'll be made for the whole thing. Okay. See Rashi. The Ran brings down two different girsos, and one of them, even in Rabbi Shmuel, is what we said yesterday. That by hafara, whatever you were made for helps, and the other part doesn't help for the other part. And that way, the chacham only argue in one prat on Rabbi Shmuel, not in two prat. Okay, Tirashi. Hafer l'ta'enim eino mufer kesover hafara b'miktsas lav shmo hafara. He holds that hafara b'miktsas is not hafara at sheyofer aflanovim. That's this girsa, that you have to be made for the whole thing, otherwise nothing is chal. We said there's another girsa, that what's it called, that Whatever you're made for helps, just like later on the Chacham are going to say. Konim te'ena zusheini to'emes, la'nova zusheini to'emes, so we learned the Mishnah. Okay, I don't think we said it yesterday. Hari elu shnei nadorim, hoel v'chilka te'ima b'nosayim, since he said the word te'ima, ain't any to'im between them, he made them two, split them into two separate nadorim. Shim ki'im la'novim lo'ki'im l'te'inim, v'chayiv aleim shnei lavim. It's two separate nedarim, so you chayiv two lavim if you're over them. And also, if you're makayim one, it helps for that, and it doesn't spread to the other one. Okay. Rashi, af yifirenu mimenu, vim hofer l'miktsoso hofer kulo. And it works the same way as hakama, just like hakama spreads to the whole thing, so too the hafora does. Uriyeb Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael kamahadar, gabi yifirenu miksiv yofer mimenu. And Rabbi Yishmael answers Rabbi Akiva, doesn't say yofir, it doesn't say by hakama what's it called yikimenu, but just it doesn't say yifirimenu, where it would be mimenu, even a portion. Gabi yifirenu miksiv yofir mimenu, gabi hakama ikal medrashachi dohaksiv yikimenu loshin yokim mimenu, but by hafor it doesn't say. And Rabbi Akiva says no, it's a hekesh. Everybody agrees by hakama that if it goes on part, it goes on the whole thing. The only machlokus is hafara. Avol chachomim omrim makish hakama lahafara, ma hafara b'miktsas, ma shehofer lohufar. Right? And the chachomim hold no, you have a hekesh, but it works the other way. Just like by hafara, you can't be mefer half of a nether, so too by hakama. Right, you can't be made for half of a nether, and whatever you were made for doesn't help for the other part, doesn't help for that either. Unless it's at least it's all or nothing. The holoksiv yofer mimenu, afakoma mashakiyim lokiyim. Afagab the ikal midrash yokim mimenu, lo shav yirabon lemeber da akoma ikar, even though you could darshan that, but the hekesh tells you the opposite. Okay, Omra konim te'ena, if she split it up and said te'ima, and then you tow in between the two, it splits it and makes it two different nedarim. Omra rova masnisa reb shimini. The Mishnah goes like reb shimin. The omra ad shi omra shvua lekol echad ve'echad. Right, it's machlokas over there by shvua sa'edus. Right, how many shvuas are you over? If you said shvua lezeh, ulezeh, ulezeh, that, according to the Tanakhama, over there splits it up completely, and it's three different shvuas. But Reb Shimon holds no, you have to say shvua lezeh, shvua lezeh, you have to split it up with the word shvua in between to make it different shvuas. But if you said shvua lezeh, 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 it's all one shvua. Same thing over here. If you said neder she'eni toim te'enim ve'anovim, it doesn't split it up, you have to put the word ain't any toim between them. That goes like Reb Shimon. Rashi, Omar Rava, Masnisan, the Komashvi, Chilik, Ben Konim, Lateinim, Vanovim, Shani Toemis, Lehecha, the Omra, Konim, Teinim, Shani Toemis, the Anova, Shani Toemis, Lechaiva, Shnei Lab, Mishum, Aloshin, Reb Shimini, the Omar, Hecha, the Tavu, Haven, Eodom. Five people have a tvi on a guy, and he denies all of them and takes a shvu on all of them. So if he grouped them together, he's over one shvu, so he has to bring one shvu, one korban. But if he separates them, then he has to bring five korbanos. V'omer shvua she'eni chayiv lo lecha v'lo lecha she'im nishba l'sheker eino chayiv b'ha shvua ela korban echad. Ad she'omer shvua shel kol echad v'echad d'omer shvua lo lecha shvua lo lecha t'chayiv v'kol echad v'echad korban. Shimon holds you have to say shvua by each one to make it separate. Same thing over here, you have to say eneni to'em by each one. Okay, Mishnah. Yodei ani she'yesh nedorim. The guy said, I know there's such a thing as Nedarim, but I didn't know that I have the koach to be mefer. I didn't know that I had the power to be mefer a nether. So is that called like he heard the nether or not? Since he didn't know you can be mefer, maybe it's like he didn't hear the nether. So when he hears that you could be mefer, he could be mefer even though it's the next day. Or the opposite case. I know I could be mefer, but I didn't think that was a nether. That I had to be mefer. Reb Meir Omer Lo Yofir. Reb Meir says that he can't be made for any more the next day, because that's considered like he heard it. And the Chacham Omer Yofir, and the Chacham Hall, he could be made for. Rashi, Yodei Anishiyeshna Dorim, Sh'Odom Yochol Lindor. I know there's such a thing as a nether. Aval Eini Yodei Sh'esh Mefirim, Sh'shum Odom Ba'olam Yochol Lahofer Nether. The Akrakei Nodolo Sh'aforim Mu'elis. Then he found out that it does help. So when he heard the nether, he didn't know Bechlau there's an Inyan of Hafara. So maybe that's not called that he heard the nether. He had to hear the nether when you know that you could be Mefer and not be Mefer. Yofer law, La'achar Zman, he's allowed to be Mefer even not that day. Kishanoda, when he finds out that she yochel lahafer. The kivan lohoi yodeh she yochel lahafer mi kara lo karina maybe yom Shabbat. Hearing the nether means you heard it and knew you could be Mefer. But if you heard it and you didn't think you could be made for it, that's not called hearing the nether. I didn't know this was a real nether that I had to be made for. Because he didn't think he had to. When he finds out later on that it's a nether, he can't be made for it. And it needs hafara. The whole of yada b'tziv hafara. Since he knew you could be made for the lo hafer kosheyahu, right? So he should have been made for it. Even a misafik. Umikomakom e netherhu shapir other the mefer ilav netherhu ma'ich b'slay. He should have done a misafik. If it's a nether, I was made for it. And if not, so stop. I wasted my breath for a few seconds. Ma'ida hafer v'ikam mixes shmiya kechol shmiya. He holds that hearing partially is considered like hearing the whole thing. So I heard that I knew there was hafara. I heard the nether. I didn't know that I had to be made for this nether. So do it misafik. The chacham rami yofer. He could be made for the next day. However, lo hover hadover. Since he didn't hear clearly that this was a nether, that's not called hearing. The afagav the ikam nikta shmiya. Partially he heard, but not completely. And that partially means over here in echus. In quality, but not in quantity. He didn't hear part of a nether, but he heard a nether that he wasn't sure was a nether. Eina kechol shmiya, it's not considered like hearing. The chachomim de masnis and hein Rabbi Yehuda. And the chachomim of the Mishnah we'll see is like Rabbi Yehuda in the Gemara. Okay.